Welcome to Men in Charge. In brief, I'm Tony Flynn.
And I'm Kevin Decker. Men in Charge today is sponsored by corn-based snack products, just because.
Today's episode is a game show. How well do you know your friends-in-law? Now, how well do you know these episodes, Kevin?
If you know them well enough, you'll guess the implicit question, send it in to us, and if it's right, get a valuable prize.
Our first episode was so disastrous, we're back with something totally different with the new How Well Do You Know Your Friends-in-Law? From the studios that brought you the hit game shows Newlywed Spinning Wheel of Death, There or There, and Draw That Idea, let's say hello to today's contestant, Ellison Ellie West-Facing.
Hi there, I'm Ellie. And I'm not really west-facing right now.
Actually, you are.
Sorry, I was just trying to explain that it was my name. I get this a lot.
Get what? And Ellie, playing with you for our top prize, $265, are your best friends-in-law. Say hello to Janice S., Mark C., and Audrey D. You know Janice because you decided to prank her in her role as a telemarketer when you got her number from Tim, Mark's Uncle Jesse's illegitimate son-in-law. Audrey's a cosmetologist who, because she works on Ellie's college campus at the Giant Telescope, is also a cosmologist. And of course, they're your bonnie friends-in-law.
You're going to think I'm a terrible, terrible person, you three, but I'm drawing a blank. Sorry.
You don't have to keep apologizing.
I'm sorry, but I'm Canadian.
And we're off. Ellie, let's test your intimate knowledge of the mores and morals of your clique group, but once removed. Question one, Ellie. As you remember, Audrey often wears a jaunty red hat to line dancing. For $78.09, what kind of hat is it?
Line dancing? Is it a cowboy hat?
Oh, come on!
Y'all have to be more specific.
A red cowboy hat? What? How could that be wrong?
Hopefully, you'll do better on question two, which is about Mark. Mark, of course, ran away from home to join a circus. Which act did he perform in that circus?
This is pretty unfair. Not just because I don't know who this Mark person is, if that is his real name. It's also because I've only ever seen Canadian circuses, and they have a ringmaster and one act, which is always trained dancing dachshunds dressed in different period costumes.
Wow, that sounds incredibly boring, Ellie. My sympathies.
No helping the contestant, Mark. Any idea, Ellie?
Gosh, no. Gosh, that's really loud.
The correct answer was dancing dachshund trainer. So close.
Nice work, Ellie.
It's time for question three about Janice. Ellie, it's your final chance to walk away tonight with real money. Janice is a big fan of this 1979 film starring Sally Field.
Norma Ray!
That's amazing! That's $33.13 for you and Janice to go home with tonight. How did you know so quickly?
I'm sorry. My MFA thesis at McGill was on union organizing American films of the 70s.
I don't actually have to go home with her to get the money, do I?
No. And that's all the time we have for High Rollers and Modest Stakes on How Well Do You Know Your Friends-in-Law? Tune in next time.
So, Tony, did somebody try to cash in on the valuable prize?
Lester W. Mimple of McKeesport, Pennsylvania asks, can I be my own avatar?
I think the answer to that question depends on whether it is the avatar asking that question right now or not.
I never thought of
that.
Yeah,
see? That's
questions
a big no.
Too complicated.
That's wrong.
No. But people who aren't always as wrong are our cast. Greg Smith, Ann Porter, Tony Flynn, and Deborah Marlowe.
Today's sketch was written by Kevin Decker, and we'd also like to thank the man who puts on a yearly telethon to save the lives of rabid hamsters, Brian Lindsay.
And remember, don't be a fascist.